And you're listening to Ask the Experts Radio Show on Talk Radio 1190. I'm John Wolfe, and I have a great guest with me today on Ask the Experts, Dr. Lynn Baruti. How are you this morning, doctor?
Great.
And Dr. Lynn Baruti's practice just makes people's lives better in a very special way. Doctor, why don't you tell us exactly what you do in the area of medicine or hormone treatment and
Sure. How
you got started?
Yeah, so my practice is called Dynamic Life Health Center, and I'm located in Southlake. And my focus is anti-aging medicine, but I also look at preventing chronic disease. I treat both men and women. I got started with my training and got a Bachelor of Science in Nursing at UT Austin. And then when I went on to do residency training at the University of North Texas Health Science Center after medical school, I got board certified in internal medicine. And then most recently, I went and got board certified in anti-aging medicine. And I've trained under several different other groups, such as Synagenics, World Link, and Age Management Medicine. And my focus really is a lot on bioidentical hormone replacement, but I also look at other health conditions with my internal medicine background. I tend to really look at the whole person. It's hard just to focus on hormones, so I'll look at the whole conditions. If people have hypertension and high cholesterol that might be interfering, I do that as well. And then I also look at sleep, nutrients, depletions, lifestyle. And really my goal is to optimize health and extend lifespan and improve quality of life.
Okay.
That kind of sums it up.
That's a big summation. I mean, as far as you get into so many areas, I was thinking that people just come in and they go, my estrogen's down or I'm just not feeling it anymore. What do you have? Do you have pills? Do you have ointments? What's going on? But you take a whole holistic approach, so to say, at all the factors that lead into someone's well-being and probably mentally as well as physically.
Yeah, that's true. And it really kind of sets me apart because I do spend a lot more time with patients. I see fewer patients per day. I got frustrated by the current health conditions, as I know a lot of other doctors are, where you have to see 25 patients a day. And I decided to shift my practice to seeing fewer patients, really focusing on what I call root cause medicine, which is also termed functional medicine. And what that means is that we're really looking for the root cause of the disease. So, for instance, if somebody has heartburn, we may give them some of the purple pill, the Prilosec that you hear about, but we're also going to try to find out why are you having heartburn. We'll look at digestion and nutrition and other things that can cause that. Or if somebody has a thyroid condition that's autoimmune, we try to see what's triggering the defect.
Okay, so you're not putting a Band-Aid on it, but you're actually getting to the root of it.
And it takes longer. It's kind of like being a detective. You really can't rush it. Spend about an hour to hour and a half with patients and really kind of get to know them.
Okay, since so much radio listening is done in the car, let me pause a moment to say Dr. Lynn Baruti's number is 817-912-1600, 817-912-1600. Again, it's Dynamic Life Health Center. .com if you're looking online. And if you wanted to call in, our number is 214-787-1190. Now, if somebody is listening and they think, boy, this sounds interesting. This is not somebody just selling a medication, but somebody who could find the root cause of why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling and why I'm not feeling the way I should be feeling. How does it work? What happens when they first reach out to you?
Well, I usually will call each patient individually and kind of discuss the program with them. See what's going on. It does help me to talk to them ahead of time, so when they do come in, I kind of know a little bit about their story. We send them extensive questionnaires that they bring in, and a lot of times they've already seen multiple providers, so they're bringing in maybe some labs they've already had done or they've tried other things. So then we just go from there and see them, and I really get to know them. And then I order my own labs, of course, depending on what they need, and then they follow back up after that.
What are some of the basic symptoms other than just not feeling? For guys, it's kind of obvious if they're not feeling virile, let's say. But for women that kind of lost that loving feeling, to use the song line.
Yeah, it can really vary. It depends on the age group. But women sometimes just don't feel like their old self. They may have gained weight around the middle. They might be a little bit more crankier. They might be depressed. Have hot flashes, not sleeping well. There can be a multitude of symptoms.
Okay, do you think a lot of the problems in that area are would center in the head as much as it does in the lower extremities, so to, or not lower extremities, but lower part of the body, so to say?
Yeah, yes, I do think it does. It's both. It's both mental and physical. And hormones do play a big, important role. Everybody thinks of it as a sex hormone, but it really plays an important role in the brain. In fact, in men, testosterone is the number one hormone or the number one thing that can help prevent dementia. And for women, it's estrogen. So you're right. It's both mental and physical.
And what sort of hormone treatments are the ones that you find, I don't know if you say the best, but the most common ones that seem to be the most effective?
Yeah, so when I see a patient, we actually test for all the hormones, which there's quite a few. A lot of people don't realize it's estrogen. Now, this is not for men and women, but testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, insulin, thyroid, and growth hormone. And then the only thing that's different is with men, sometimes I'm not measuring the progesterone level, but we do have to follow estrogen levels in men if they're on testosterone, because there could be a interaction there where you get too much estrogen built up in men, and you don't want that, because it can cause some side effects where it can actually increase heart disease risk. It can cause men to have man boobs, but you don't want that. So there can be some real problems there if you're not following some of those metabolites of the hormones.
Do you find that women, what percentage of your patients would you say are women?
I'd probably say about 70%.
Okay. And do you find that women are a little easier to get to open up about their symptoms?
Yes, for sure. Although once a man comes in, they feel comfortable, and most patients are fine and tell me, you know, they're also investing time and money to come see me. So most of my patients do open up.
Okay, what is the hormone cortisol? How does that affect your body?
Yeah, so cortisol is your stress hormone. Some people have probably seen the commercials on TV, and what they're saying is exactly right. Cortisol can build up as you're under stress. Once it builds up, it can cause weight gain. It can cause fatigue. It can interfere. It actually blocks your hormones from working properly. So not to get too technical, but the cortisol can block the receptor site. It's kind of like a lock and key where the testosterone, insulin, thyroid, or progesterone needs to work, and so it can interfere with hormone balancing. So if you look at all the other hormones, you don't look at cortisol, then you're sort of missing the boat. Because a lot of times once we fix cortisol, especially in younger patients, they can feel a lot better.
Now, I hear so many commercials. I listen to a lot of sports stations, so I hear so many commercials for testosterone treatment and that sort of thing. And I don't feel that I used to, or maybe I was just listening to younger persons' radio stations, so it wasn't as big an issue, and that's not where they were being advertised. How has this industry changed in the last 20 years?
Well, it's actually, I think, a good thing that they have a lot more commercials, because it does allow people to recognize symptoms and say, hey, maybe this is really something I need to get checked out. I think there is a lot safer way to prescribe the testosterone. We know a lot more about managing the metabolites and tracking levels. There's all different methods of giving testosterone. And so I think it's been a positive thing.
And what percentage of people do you think you're able to make a significant change in their life, if I may ask?
Probably about 90%.
Wow.
The main thing is that it does take a while sometimes. So it's not a quick fix, like you said, Band-Aid. We have to kind of, it's almost like an onion. You're peeling off layers trying to figure out, okay, what's going on? I have patients sometimes that, you know, after the second visit will come in and say, wow, I had a patient this last week that came in and said, I was barely making it through 40 hours a week, and now I can work back 100 hours a week, even though that's not recommended to work that many hours. He just had a substantial improvement. But we did look at his nutrition, we looked at his gut health, and, of course, we balanced all the hormones, and we measured all of his nutrient levels.
Do you come across situations where there's maybe a couple where the stereotype is the guy is really into activity at night with the with his wife, and the wife's like just no.
Yeah, and I do actually treat couples sometimes, so you have to be careful. You don't want to give you don't want to balance one spouse without the other, and you know you want to make sure too when they're applying creams and things like that that the man doesn't transfer his dose to the women. Because the dose seems so different, but it is important to treat both, and I do see that where you know, men feel so much better, and if only the man is getting the hormone treatment, they're feeling great, and then they might be, you know, putting a lot of stress on the on their wife. And so a lot of times I do see one spouse first, and then the other one's coming in to follow is usually what happens. So they'll see the difference in their spouse, and they want to get on board too.
Right. And again, we're talking to Dr. Lynn Baruti. 817-912-1600 is her number, 817-912-1600. She has a practice in Southlake. It's the Dynamic Life Health Center. Now, how bad are the risks, would you say, as far as I hear? This could be cancer-causing, or for guys, you know, it could cause shrinkage of testicles or something like that?
Yes, that can happen. You really want to, I mean, I prescribe only the bioidentical hormones. There are risks, though, even with bioidenticals. If they get the levels too high, you can have side effects and it can cause cancer if you're not following things. So we always recommend screening tests like the PSA. In women, they get their mammogram and pap smear. And then I follow the levels closely. I also start low. I go slow and start low. And don't blast people with hormones. You have to be careful because you don't want. Not everybody needs the same dose. So that's the tricky part of hormone replacement therapy that some patients don't realize. We don't do the same dosing. We might do very small dosing on somebody versus another one might need a lot more. And that really, again, depends on genetics and lifestyle.
Okay, I feel so ignorant about how this works once somebody starts to see you. Is it a come in, here's your, you know, you test them, here's your prescription, try this out, and if it's working for them, they don't see you again other than to get a prescription, or is it an ongoing treatment?
No, well, we usually do the initial consultation, which is about an hour and a half, and then they go and get their testing done. Usually it takes a couple weeks because I do order some specialty testing. It might take a few weeks to come back in. Then we come up with a treatment plan. And so it goes beyond hormones. Again, even on the follow-up, they're there for about an hour. We go through lifestyle, sleep, nutrition, hormones. And then they follow up again in about 2 to 3 months. And we measure levels again. In women, it's very important to measure an estrogen-progesterone ratio. So you're not just blindly giving hormones. You're actually following the ratios because the ratio has a lot to do with preventing breast cancer or uterine cancer.
I would be a dangerous patient because I'm always going, oh, I could tweak that. If this made me feel this good, I'll do that. I've done that with my dog's diabetic medicine. Well, I don't think she's going to get a shot later today, so because of what we're doing, I'll just jack up the amount for this shot. And my son would say, and which medical school did you go to, Dad?
That does happen, yeah. Yeah, I do see that, and sometimes, and you can see it on the test. So the test kind of tell you that, oh, okay, they might be taking a little bit more. So that happens, and normally, if they do that and they run into a side effect, then you kind of know they're calling you saying, hey, this is a problem that I'm having, and they'll call you right away, and we can usually get it turned around.
Okay, well, and how many years have you been in this particular practice?
I've been in this practice at Dynamic Life Health Center for 5 years. I was in internal medicine, just straight seeing 30 patients a day for the other period of time. But since I decided to get board certified in internal medicine and functional medicine, I just started taking more time with patients. And I've been prescribing hormones for 23 years. I just used to prescribe all the synthetics that we were taught in medical school, but decided to go back and get trained in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.
Okay, and we'll be right back. We've got to take a break. We're speaking with Dr. Lynn Baruti. Again, her number, 817-912-1600. I'm John Wolfe with Ask the Experts radio show on Talk Radio 1190.
Dynamic Health Center provides individualized health screenings and analyzed with the goal of determining the optimal healthy aging regimen for each client. One of the services Dynamic Health Center offers is bioidentical hormones, which are an exact molecular copy to the hormones that are naturally produced within the body. Dallas menopause specialist Dr. Lynn Baruti, D.O., is a menopause specialist, and she's been using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy to effectively help patients with a hormonal imbalance. Lynn Baruti also works in testosterone replacement therapy that has helped countless countless men in the area to prevent or reverse age-related changes related to hormonal decline and imbalances. Men go through a decline in hormone production. Male hormones, such as testosterone, are responsible for efficient and healthy operation of many bodily functions, including muscle and hair growth and metabolic regulation. If you're tired of fatigue, weight gain, hot flashes, sweating, then contact Dr. Barutti's Dynamic Health Center at 800-775-4902. That's 800-775-4902 and set up a free consultation.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring and Humana. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Out of the Talk Radio 1190 studios, here's your look at DFW weather. We've got a partly cloudy day ahead of us with a high near 68 and a good chance for patchy drizzle. Tonight will begin clear, becoming partly cloudy with a good chance of rain and a low near 57. And tomorrow we'll have showers and a high around 69. This DFW weather report brought to you by Unbound.
Right now, there's a girl in India who has dreams bigger than her village. Right now, there's an elder in Guatemala who dreams of a life of greater dignity and less loneliness. You can help change the future of one person in a single moment. Begin the change at unbound.org.
And you're listening to Ask the Experts Radio Show on Talk Radio 1190. I'm John Wolfe, and I have a great guest with me, Dr. Lynn Barutti. We always hear about bioidentical hormone replacements, and I was mentioning earlier that we've got so many commercials for this sort of thing. You take such a full approach, not just a passing out the medicine approach. What sort of errors would you say or misjudgments, misdiagnoses from patients who've seen other people before do you see?
Yeah, I think the most common thing is overprescribing or overdosing, and patients will come in and have levels that are 10 times what they're supposed to be getting. And then that takes a while for it to get out of the body. So we have to actually put them through, it's called a metabolic detox. It sounds worse than it is. It's basically taking some supplements and eating healthy for 10 days. But it is a medical grade type program that we do. And so that's probably the most common thing that I see is that it's, people are just overdosed and they're not feeling good and they're having all the side effects. So.
Well, we used to hear about the puppy mills where places just cranked out dogs. Do you think a lot of the places that people have gone are really just benefiting from the large amount of people that want testosterone or want estrogen or want to feel good again, and they're not taking that whole approach that you do?
I think they're kind of just missing the boat there. They just don't have the time. I mean, they are clearly just going to look at hormones, give you a dose. Some of them don't even remeasure. They're not following the metabolites that you have to follow to safely prescribe hormones. But that's kind of how they're set up. I mean, they just don't have the time to sit down and make sure that it's done properly. Sure, they probably are helping some patients. And I have some patients that have come from those clinics and just aren't. There's a missing link is what they'll say. There's something missing. Sometimes they are not getting the benefit out of the hormones. If you get the hormones too high, it actually blocks it from working. So there's really no benefit. It's actually detrimental to get it high. It actually doesn't work if it's too high. So more is not better.
You just have to find that right amount.
Yes.
And that probably takes a little while with some people, I would imagine.
It does. Yeah. And especially I had mentioned earlier that if there's a cortisol issue, it makes it a little bit more challenging. So we have to balance the cortisol. We usually look at adaptogenic herbs. We look at the DHEA level. We really look at sleep and stress factors because that's really wreaking havoc on patients' lives.
I said to a doctor of mine, I wish we had the Star Trek bed in the medical facility where you lie down and all your levels of everything popped up. And she looked at me, she said, doctors wish we had that too. What is the story about thyroid hormones and how they affect everything?
Yes, the thyroid's a real important hormone because it affects every organ or tissue in your body as well. And about 10% of our population will actually have thyroid disease. But some patients aren't diagnosed properly. Sometimes doctors just get a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. But what's real important, too, is to also measure individual levels of T3 and T4. Then I also screen for Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune thyroid disorder. And thyroid's real important, just a couple things, like for muscle weakness, brain function, fatigue, weight gain, depression, memory, and also sex drive. Everybody thinks that testosterone's the one hormone that you need for sex drive, but thyroid's important too.
Speaking about sex drive, it seems to me that most women I meet, if I talk to them long enough, I'll find out they're on antidepressants. And how does that affect what you do?
Well, the antidepressants can actually block sex drive. And there definitely is a role and a place for antidepressants in certain patients. It can sometimes interfere. Not all of the antidepressants have that as a major side effect. And not a huge portion of patients have decreased sex drive from the antidepressants. But it is something to take into account. And I think what I can do is help patients get off antidepressants. But what we first do is balance everything else and then try to get them off.
Well, again, we're talking with Dr. Lynn Baruti. 817-912-16 is her number. And it's the Dynamic Life Health Center that she has. And that is also .com, the website for Dr. Baruti. What are some common myths about hormones?
I think probably the biggest one is that they're going to solve all your medical problems. Sometimes they do. Somebody just is really pretty healthy. They come in, they just need hormones, and it's simple. Sometimes there's some other factors, too. So, I just take the time to listen to everything that's going on with the patient. Most of the time, medical problems are multifactorial. So that's, I think, what sets me apart. The other thing is that I think a lot of patients think, well, erectile dysfunction is just from low testosterone level. And sometimes underlying conditions like hypertension and high cholesterol, diabetes, these are coming into play. So if we're getting those under control, we're also helping in that direction too. And then sometimes people feel that, gosh, I'm just too young to have a hormone problem. I'm only 30. Why would that happen? And so sometimes they dismiss it and think that it's not going to happen to your late 40s or 50s, but that's just not the case. I'm seeing younger and younger patients coming in. A lot of patients are under stress, and it can happen early.
Now, is that mainly women on the younger end?
No, but both sexes. So men, I've had men as low as 24 come in and just not be producing enough testosterone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's amazing. Maybe they're lying about their age. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you were to meet someone, at a restaurant, something, and you got into a deeper than what's on the menu discussion, what would be the key advice you could give them? And let's say it's a 45-year-old woman and she says she's just not feeling herself.
As far as if I saw her in the office?
No, if you just met someone
in
passing.
Oh, at a restaurant. Okay. Yeah. So it's hard for me I'm always
on
the doctor role. I'm always in the doctor role. So
that's true.
I'd start probably first asking about sleep and stressors. Sleep's critical. I tell patients, if I don't get your sleep right, I mean, sleep's right up there with oxygen. We just need it. I mean, but once you start talking to people, they're not sleeping well, they're not exercising, they're burning the candle. That's usually the first thing, And then, of course, I start asking, how's the home life? And then you start getting into, are you on medications that might interfere? And then you start asking what their history is. What's been their history? Do they have one ovary? Have their cycles been normal? There's just a lot of things I can ask, even at a restaurant.
Well,
and that does happen.
So it's kind of, sometimes I've noticed this in my own life at different times. I feel like I'm in a civil war with different medications I'm being given.
Mm-hmm.
I know one time when I was working an outside job and it was 95 degrees, I had to drink a lot of water. But at the same time, I was just producing too much mucus, I felt. So my own medical diagnosis of myself was have less water. So it was just like, I thought my whole body here is fighting itself. And with your approach, I would imagine that you would get to the root of it and say, you need more sleep is what you need.
Yeah, try to get back to basics. I mean, you can never fail when you do that. And although what I end up looking at sometimes is not basic. I mean, some of the testing is comprehensive. I have one test that measures like 50 different nutrient levels. So, you know, we are getting pretty scientific on what we're doing, trying to customize a plan for patients.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to forget the basics.
And what would you say separates you from other people at your level of training and expertise?
Well, I think really spending the time, it sets me apart. I mean, there are other doctors that you can go to that are well-versed in hormones. But the main thing is I'm allowed now to spend the time. And most doctors don't have that. They're not able to do that.
Okay. Are there dangers of using hormones with the other medications they might be on for more medical, physical medical things?
There is. There's not a lot of interactions. And people think of, try not to get too technical here, but oral estrogen is dangerous. So there's a lot of things that oral estrogen will conflict with as far as medications. You do have to watch testosterone therapy in patients that are on the blood thinner Coumadin. So there is some nuances to follow, but there's not a lot if you're using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So a patient that has blood clots can use topicals or patches for estrogen, but you can't use oral. So there are a few hard and fast rules, but not a lot, not as much as you would think.
That's fantastic. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Lynn Baruti. We're in our last minute here. She has the Dynamic Life Health Center in Southlake. DynamicLifeHealthCenter.com is the website. Her number is 817-912-1600. In the last few moments here, Dr. Lynn Baruti, what else would you like to say that I didn't ask you?
Sure. I think if anybody wants to call my office at 817-912-1600, I can personally talk to you about what our program is here and talk to you about your conditions and kind of see how we can help you. And then I just kind of urge you to find a doctor who can safely prescribe the hormones that are going to take the time with you and make sure that everything is given properly.
Well, thank you very much. Again, you're listening to Ask the Experts radio show on Talk Radio 1190. I'm John Wolf, and Dr. Lynn Baruti has been a fountain of information. One more time, I want to give her phone number out, 817-912-1600. It's the Dynamic Life Health Center in Southlake. Thank you very much, Dr. Baruti.
Thank you.
Still.